Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, friends. Mike Airey here. Ron Say Show. We'll see about that. Ron is out on assignment, accepting a prestigious award from his fraternity. So congratulations to Ron. And I'm joined by the coach, Sydney Hubbard. Sydney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Sydney is one of our crack producers here at CRN. She's also a state champion basketball coach, girls basketball. What's the name of the school?
Louisville High School.
Louisville High. How are things looking for in the offseason?
We look good, so hopefully we're looking to repeat CIF, so hopefully we can get that done.
Well, of course, before we get into some of our great interviews from the archives, we're going to talk to Ira Joe Fisher, the poet laureate of the Ron Say Show, later on in the show, one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. We have to talk about the news of the week, the bombshell that broke earlier this week. Everybody was getting texts and notifications about what was going on with the Los Angeles Lakers. Finally, the Buss family, ever since 1979 when they owned the team under Dr. Jerry Buss, they've divested themselves of majority share. I believe they sold 66% of their shares in the Los Angeles Lakers for a whopping $10 billion. If you're doing the math at home, that means the Lakers now enjoy a $15 billion evaluation. How do you feel, Sydney?
That's crazy. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens and what they do with this.
Luka Doncic already said that he's stoked. He wants to win a lot more championships with the Lakers. Of course, this new ownership group includes the majority partners who own the LA Dodgers, as well as various other sports franchises. Do you think it's fair for one individual to own both the Dodgers and the Lakers in the same city?
Yeah, I don't know. That is a lot of ownership. And I think you said he was looking to get the Sparks and something else, too, they were saying.
And
so
this ownership group, they've been very, at least when it comes to the Dodgers, they've been very aggressive when it comes to making big moves. You know, bringing in Shohei Ohtani, spending $700 million, Mookie Betts. So do you think we're going to see
because it's L.A., it's that, you know, people want to see that big, it's a big market, you know?
So does this mean we're going to see Giannis in a Lakers jersey next
season? At this point, once they got Luka, I'd put nothing past him.
Well, it should be interesting. Also, when it comes to the Staples Center, too, because this was not included with the deal, AEG still owns the Staples Center, and the Lakers just signed, or Crypto.com Arena. Sorry, it's always going to be the Staples Center to me. It's always going to be the Staples Center to me. The Lakers just re-signed a lease going to 2041 in the Crypto.com Arena.
Okay. I did not know that.
It should be safe going to Laker games in that same venue in the future.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It is good. So I'm interested to see what happens. It's a lot of money. I never thought I would see the day, though, that the Buss family would not own the Lakers, but I guess that's the price of progress. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we have returned to We'll See About That with our special guest, Ira Jo Fisher. And Ira will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. Well, well. We have a person that joined us about a year ago who is a poet, a broadcaster, an actor, you name it. He's kind of a decathlon person in the industry, done so many different things. Ira, welcome back to the show, and what's going on in your life these days?
Well, thank you, Ron. I am thrilled. I've been looking forward to this chat for the first time it was set up. I'm just bumping along through life. You mentioned all of these things I've done. I just can't hold a job, Ron. That's all there is to it. So I just concluded my semester at Mercy University in Dobbs Ferry, New York, where I taught a poetry class. And I continue to teach here in Ridgefield. We have this wonderful place called Founders Hall, and I teach a weekly poetry class there as well. And I, in fact, before you and I connected today, I was working on my fall lesson plans.
Wow.
I'm such a dweeb.
Wow. You're well ahead of schedule. Is that normal?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Is that normal?
Well, as normal as I ever get. Yeah, it is. You know what I always wanted? Even the other things I was doing, Ron, I would always say, gosh, I would love to have a job that paid me to read books. And for the past several years, I've had that job. Yeah. What a lucky person I am.
Well, Ira, you're a world-renowned expert on Robert Frost. And do you ever get a little bit tired of reading Robert Frost? Or everyone just want to get some Tom Clancy going or something like that?
Well, I never weary of Robert Frost. And, you know, it's interesting, my affection – well, for his poetry, but also for him as a human being, Mike. He was very, very politically conservative, and I am 180 degrees different. And yet, having said that, I do zero in on what the man wrote more than what he said about politics. Mm-hmm. I loved what he said about poetry. So, no, I don't get weary of him. And also, and I think, Ron, I mentioned this when we chatted some time ago, that I also, and I mentioned this to my wife, Shelley, that I'm in love with Emily Dickinson. And Shelley's response was, that's okay, as long as she stays dead. So I have a number of poets. So I have a number of poets that really touch my heart, and I love spending time with them in the books they wrote.
You know, I have a question, and sure. You know, you've taught many schools, University of UConn. Who won? Do you follow women's basketball by a chance?
Oh, are you kidding? You bet. Of course, we gathered to watch that final game.
Yeah.
And listen, Ron, the reason that I teach or taught at the University of Connecticut is because I always wanted to teach at a university whose mascot matches my trouser size.
Well, that's unique. That's very unique. Yeah.
Betcha. Paige Becker. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. She's been another one of those UConn lady basketball players that had, you know, kind of set the world on fire. And they've had so many of those players in the past. And
Caitlin Clark.
Iowa, and you know, there's just you know, all kinds of lady women's basketball players that have been had incredible careers for UConn. They probably have, I think, the overall best program in the country. You know, they've won so many national championships now. Enough of that for the second, but I wanted to ask you. Sure. When I was younger, you know, poetry, you know, wasn't really kind of in my mainstream. Do you find that it's difficult to get people to really dive into poetry when they're 18, 19 years old?
Well, with some, yes. With many, fortunately, no. And it is all in the approach someone presenting poetry takes. I take the approach that you, the student, have poetry bubbling and fizzing inside of you already. I, as the person who is leading you in the study of poetry, simply invites that poetry to rise out of you, to come to the surface, and for you to confront it. I have a set speech that I give. Oh, you say you don't like poetry? Well, let me ask you this. Do you like music? Oh, I love music. Well, dear friend, that's what poetry is. It's music. And I emphasize the musical aspect of any poem we read. And then we also do listen to music. My goodness, look at Simon and Garfunkel, Ron. Look at the Beatles, for heaven's sakes. And look at people who would share music with us, like the legend and deservedly so, Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. We're encountering poetry with those wonderful lyrics, and to read it on the page of a book is akin to listening to it with your ear. That's my approach, and it does seem to be successful.
You know, Ira, that's really so profound what you said there, because one of the things that I really don't like about the modern state of music, or the way it's distributed, mostly digital, is that I remember growing up, you know, going back to compact discs, probably Ron remembers the old LP days.
I remember the LP days. Yeah. In fact, when Ron was playing ball for the Spokane Indians in the PCL, I was in Spokane working at KHQ Radio, and I was what then was called a disc jockey, and we literally played vinyl records on the air. And think about this. For 5 hours a day, they paid me to listen to records and attempt to be entertaining between the songs. I got paid to do that. It was heaven.
It's one of the best jobs in the world. But like my point was, is though, you know, on those albums, those CDs, you got the actual to read the lyrics. And like you said, that's a great way to connect with poetry.
Oh, sure. It really is. It really is. And I had a student come to me one, it was an evening class. She said, oh, I'm not going to be in class next week. Oh, I said to her, well, why not? She said, I'm going to a poetry reading. Ooh. Well, my heart jumped for joy. And I said, that's wonderful. Where's the reading? And she said, Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know who the concert was that was being presented, but anyway, she cracked me up with going to a poetry reading. Yeah, she was going to a concert. It was cute.
Well, the way that you explained it to me, that's a pretty good sell for me. That makes me come a little bit closer. If somebody would have said that to me back then in those times, I think they might have reeled me in a little bit better than they did. But I didn't equate it the same way. And, there's a lot of things that I go back and I wish that, you know, I would have taken my education, certain parts of my education, a little bit more important than I did at the moment. But,
well, Ron, I feel the same way. In fact, you know what? My very first year in college, I flunked out and it happened. And I had nobody to blame but myself. Well, and this was during the Vietnam War. I lost my student deferment. I went in the military. Wow. But also, I grew up, ultimately, went back to school and realized the joy, the value, the absolute magic that an education is, and then went on to be what they call a teacher. I firmly believe you cannot teach poetry, but you can encounter it. You can experience it. And with someone who is talking about it and sharing, in my case, my passion for it, I think it does have a very good effect upon the student who hears what can be said about it.
Well, when we come back after this break, Ira, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I did my first semester, too. Okay? We'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we're back with We'll See About That with our special guest, Ira Jo Fisher. And Ira, I want to continue with what happened with you, with me, during my first semester, freshman year, 1966. And I flunked out my first semester as well. And it was during the time of the Vietnam War. And I had to get my act together just like you did. And yes, I had to grow up in a hurry because I was kind of reminiscing, thinking that, you know, hey, I don't know if I should be over here. You know, I'm homesick. You know, I want to be back with my friends at school and whatever else. And, you know, I'd go home for a weekend and then I'd realize that, you know, after a few of those that, you know what, I really do belong over here. And I better get my act together because what's staring you in the face is reality. And yeah. It's not the place that that I want it to be. And so, you know, I did get it together, patched together. But, I used to have nightmares about walking up the hill, taking some finals, and scared to death. I wouldn't say that I regret it, but I certainly learned from it, and it changed the way that I process things from that point on.
Well, I know the feeling, and I share this story with my students in college, Ron, and I think it's a wonderful lesson. I don't say I flunked out. I don't say that with pride, no. But I say, hey, you can recover from a mistake. That was a huge mistake. I recovered from it, got my act together, to use a cliche, and went on to discover the joy that is education. So it did work out well. It just took me a while.
Yeah, you and me both, Ira. I went back. I got my degree at age 36. And so, you know, I went back, you know, in my mid-30s, and I loved it. And I loved the sense of achievement. I loved the sense of doing this for myself, not because I was doing it for somebody else.
Good for you.
And like you said, it's you know, anybody can do it at any time. I have a relative right now. She just graduated from college at age 60.
Wow.
And so,
God bless her.
And I think it's really important because it really, you know, puts you in touch and also keeps you young a little bit.
You know, I feel like I would be a much better student today than I was when I was 18 years old. I was totally sidetracked and preoccupied with other things. And, you know, at that point in time, you know, education was a vehicle for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out the way that I had hoped it would. But, with the fact that you had to go to the library, which I don't think they do anymore, you have everything at your fingertips. You have the computer that's going to give you all the information that's necessary, all the ability to write it yourself, word processing, you know, you it's right there. You can turn in your essays by emails. Right.
Well, even now you can have AI write your essay for you.
There you go.
Ira, have you encountered any of that in your field?
Oh, my heavens. Yes, I have. And I think this is one of the worst things that has ever happened to the human mind. Come on. Education is about finding that spark within the individual that is intelligence. It's a spark that comes from within, not from outside the individual. And once that spark, that sincere spark, has flamed inside you, then you will know the wonderful joy of the human intellect. And you'll encounter Robert Frost, Richard Wilbur, William Shakespeare, for goodness sake, Emily Dickinson, Catherine Ann Porter. You'll encounter these fellow sparked intellectual minds that make our world better. It's not coming from a computer. It's coming from the human soul. And I am so worried about the state of education. The humanities in colleges, including at the University of Connecticut, are being diminished in number and in emphasis. And that, to me, is a breaking of the heart. Gosh, we really, really, humanities, the very name, it suggests that we're concerned about the people with whom we share this planet. And anyway, and Ron, you're talking about, and we're the same age when I was in college at the same time too, also a factor that is contributing to what was going on with us were the hormones. This thing called this testosterone. And you know what? Right now in the White House, there's too damn much testosterone. And I think it's creating a problem in our world.
Well, you're not alone on that one. And I also agree with you 100% on the education. I think that, reading has somehow gotten away from us. There's not enough kids that are reading today. And I really do consider that to be a problem. And as I speak, I wasn't a great reader either, and that's another thing that's kind of a thorn in my side over a period of time. The size of your classes, do you get to teach? I mean, do you have like the ability to, individually converse and be a part of this class other than just addressing a group of people?
Well, sure. You have such things as office hours, and also the student will frequently send an email, and then we can make a time before or after class to talk about it, be it a concern, or often they will want a clarification of a poem or a passage that we are reading. Yeah, you have to have that. You have to have that contact, and you have to look that student in the eye. And here I am pontificating in this moment, forgive me. You need to listen to the student. And I never presume to offer advice. I only offer an ear to hear what is on your mind. And then together, perhaps, we can find some kind of a path, some kind of a path to the joy that is the intellect.
Going back to Ron's earlier point too about about the youth, have you noticed when your interactions on those one-on-one interactions with your students during your office hours, have their concerns changed when you first started teaching to now?
No, I don't know that I have. I have noticed this about this younger generation, and I'm going to sound like a fossil as I talk about this. They don't seem to me to be as engaged with politics as the three of us are in our conversations. Now, I'm not saying we're correct. I'm just merely making an observation. That's, and I hate generalizations, but I'm making one. It seems to me that generation, the younger generation, isn't as concerned about the politics of the world in which we live. And I think I often step over a line in my lectures. I will espouse my views on the state of the world like I'm, Mr. Wise. I'm not. I'm just living my life as everybody else in the country and on the planet is living their life. And I just, as most people do, want peace, want harmony, and want there to be that wonderful thing called hope. Sometimes I find that hard to find.
You know, I look back on that time that you just mentioned, the youth, the teenagers. When I was a teenager, my mind wasn't wrapped around politics at all. And it took a while for me to develop that. And certainly, so that part, I'm not surprised. I wanted to ask you a question about, one of the problems that I had, especially when I would read a book and you'd have to write an essay and you do the standard, plot, theme, whatever it is, and interpretation. My understanding of how I was supposed to do this essay was that I kind of had to match what the teacher was thinking, because interpretation on the student side was, oh, you thought that about that? I thought it was left up to you, and I thought that probably every essay probably would have some similarities, but a lot of different takes. But the problem that existed is that if you didn't think along with the teacher, you weren't going to get a decent grade. So I'm interested as to how you feel about that. Is this an open end?
Well, I feel this way. Here's what I give to the student, and I say that right from day one. I respect you, student, sitting in this classroom. I respect you. And I don't want you to parrot back to me anything that I have said. I want you to share with me your reaction. For example, let's just isolate a poem. Okay, you're going to tell me what does the poem mean? Worst question you could ever ask about a poem is what does it mean? Number one, it means what it says. Put that aside. What I really want to know, what I absolutely want to know is what effect upon you does this poem have? That's what's important. And you know what? You have to give yourself permission, Ron and Mike, to say, boy, this poem just has no effect upon me. Great. Understood. Now, put that poem aside and move on to another poem. Here's what I say to a student who claims, I don't like poetry. And I always say, gosh, you really cannot honestly make that claim until you've read every poem in every language in the world. The law of averages dictates that you are going to encounter a poem not only that you understand, but you run the risk of falling in love with and having it really affect you deeply. So much so that you say to yourself, self, I'd like to read more poems by that poet. That's what happened to me with Frost. We keep coming back to Frost, and it's happened to me with Shakespeare, with Dickinson, with a fellow named Richard Wilbur, Kevin Pilkington, Thomas Lux, and it affects the poems also that I write. I love the act of putting pen to paper. I also love the act of putting eye to page and encountering this thing called the poem. Forgive me for going on and on and on, but I love it.
It's all good, Ira. We're going to return. We'll see about that right after this quick break. Stay with us.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99. Bedding for 60% off. Comfy shorts only $7.99. And so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now. before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, MVP, and champion Ron Say. And this week in Dodger history, 1973. The Dodgers beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-6 in 11 innings. The Dodgers got back-to-back home runs from Joe Ferguson and Ron Say in the 11th inning to break up the tie. The Penguin finished the game with four hits, two doubles, a home run, and four RBIs. That's a heck of a night, Ron.
That was an upper deck shot, about 115 miles per hour. And, yeah, it was my I was just coming out. This was my rookie year, and I was just starting to, you know, put it together. And I remember that game vividly. That probably my first upper deck shot. You know, must have been all good.
Must have been quite memorable. And also, speaking of memorable moments, our great guest, the poet laureate of the Wrong Say Show, Ira Joe Fisher, Hamlet Hub has announced that the acclaimed Ira Joe Fisher has earned first place in the 2024 Connecticut Press Club Communications Contest for his evocative and locally inspired poetry series P06877, based off the zip code, I believe, Ira, of your residence and abode. And also, I believe, as well, Ira Joe Fisher, once again, the poet laureate of this fine show, has been named Citizen of the Year for the Rotary Club of Ridgefield. So congratulations, Ira.
Well, wow. Thank you. Congratulations is in order.
Well, you know, when we started this interview, this shirt was blue. Now, look, it's turned red, blushing with these kind things you said about me here. I am thrilled. I am thrilled. I still, the Citizen of the Year thing, I don't get. I don't understand it, but I'm thrilled about it. Anyway, but I like having the poetry to be acknowledged. But again, being in first place, poetry is not, unlike baseball, competition. A poem, my poem is no better than someone else's poem. Every poem exists for its own value, its own joy, and its own, well, I like to use the phrase bubble and fizz. But anyway, having said that, I'm not going to give the award back. I'm going to accept it. Don't
nor,
get me wrong.
Nor should you.
So you're not going to do a George C.
Anyway,
Scott, and not do a George C. Scott and refuse the award. But
that's right.
The sentiment is the same.
I'll be there. I'll be there, dressed up and receiving it.
I write.
Hamlet Hub is a publication here in town, and its editors, Carrie Ann Ducey and Ken Ducey, have just given me this complete, you know, autonomy to choose the subject, to choose the setting. And my beloved Shelley is our locations producer, and she even puts makeup on me. God love her. Anyway, I'm thrilled to be sharing poetry in this particular venue. Well, and I have a new book out. Can you see that?
Yes, The Birth of the Snow by Ira Joe Fisher, available wherever you get your books, but especially on Ira's website, irajoefisher.com.
Okay, thank you for that, Mike. And I want you to know I drew the picture here.
Oh, it's very nice.
The cover illustration. Yeah. Okay, enough about me. What do you guys think?
Well, I think you won, and I think that you've warmed the cockles of the hearts of the people in Ridgefield because it's both video and digital, and it resonates the kind of the stuff that goes on in the community. So, hey, you might be up for mayor after this one.
Oh, good Lord. I could never, ever do that. Oh, and you know what's charming, of the many things that is charming about Ridgefield, we don't have a mayor. We have a first selectman, or they become first select person. Doesn't that sound New England-y?
I stand corrected. Yes, it does.
Oh, I wasn't trying to correct you, Ron. I'm just adding to the charm that is Connecticut. We, Shelley and I, love it here, and Shelley is a native of Spokane, and I'm from over in Western New York State. But we are really dyed-in-the-wool New Englanders now by living in Connecticut. We've been here 35 years.
You're a Patriot fan.
You're a Red Sox fan.
Well,
dreaded Boston Celtics.
Oh my God!
I have to say I'm still a Mets fan. And again, I grew up south of Buffalo, so I'm a Bills fan.
And
that's the only team in New York, by the way, the Buffalo Bills. You know,
I can't disagree with you.
I'm not proud of this, but I absolutely love watching football on Sundays and Monday nights. I just really, really do.
Well, and you know,
it was so much fun to watch you and Pashorek and Davey Lopes, and Ferguson in Spokane, for you to go on, and Garvey, and to go on to the Dodgers, and I got to know Lasorda. We had dinner on a number of occasions.
Spaghetti,
and
I take
great
it.
Great memories of my life. You know, do you remember, Ron, that Bob Feller would visit the Spokane baseball park every summer? Do you remember that?
I don't recall it offhand, but I'm not surprised that he did.
It was an annual thing, and he would sit there in the stands patiently signing every autograph for everybody that wanted one, and everybody wanted one. Anyway, on this one particular night, it poured rain, the game is wiped out, everybody left, and we retreated to Lasorda's manager's office under the stadium, and Lasorda and Bob Feller told mesmerizing baseball stories to the few of us who had the good fortune to be there in their company. It was a literally magic night in my life. I just loved it so much.
Yeah, I'm sure he did, and you did. He probably had Bob sign about four dozen balls for him as well. I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Oh, God, he used to tell stories about when Koufax would come to town and visit, and he'd walk into Tommy's office, and he's got a table set up with about 10 dozen baseballs over there for him to sign. He'd take them all back home and stick them in his garage.
Oh my God.
All great stories, fun and times with that. You're right about, the New York Mets are playing very well, and they've, they got the highest paid player in baseball now, Juan Soto. I don't know how they afforded that, but I guess it's going to be a hedge fund manager. the Mets are, I think they're legit. They got to the NLCS last year with the Dodgers, and they look like they're headed that way again.
Yeah, I certainly do hope so. And, what I'm troubled about? I'd like to get your feeling on this. And I go around and around with my son about this, Ron. I miss the days of when ballplayers wore stirrups. Mm-hmm. It occurs to me there was something enchanting about the official then uniform of the baseball player. The stirrups, the colored sleeves emerging from the short sleeves of the jerseys. Now I feel like they look like they're playing Sunday softball beer games. And I miss the crispness of how the uniforms used to be. And that just points out what a fossil I am.
Well, it's okay. I mean, everybody's got their period of time. You know, you've got your music, you got your poetry, you got the way you like baseball to be played. I liked it a lot better when they weren't striking out as much. The rule changes. You know, now we have a bigger base for some reason.
Oh, yeah, and the pitch clock.
Gambling allowed, and as we speak, Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson have been reinstated by the commissioner, and I wasn't really fond of his comment that he made about the reinstatement of, 12 individuals who'd passed on.
Yeah.
He said, well, at least, they can't currently do anything to degrade baseball. Yeah,
they can't monetize it either themselves.
Yeah. And so I was disappointed in that. I thought he could have gone to much higher ground on that one. But what went along with it, I believe, is that, even though they get reinstated, I don't think they said right at this moment that they wouldn't be eligible until 2028. My feeling is, you know, who cares? You know, posthumous awards. Shoeless Joe Jackson's been, it's over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just I'm not fond of it. You know, it may be good for whatever relatives are around for Pete Rose if he does get inducted, but, you know, the time has passed. You know,
yeah,
not thrilled with it at all.
Well, especially
I lived in Cincinnati for years.
Yes,
and got to know Pete. I got to know Johnny Bench, and it was great fun being a baseball fan to know Pete during one of the strike years. I think it was 81. Worked at our TV station doing feature reports on sports, and he one day walked into the studio and he says, "Ira," and he flings a baseball at me, Ron and Mike, and the baseball is signed by Pete Rose and Stan Musial.
Oh, okay. That's a keeper.
I have it
keeper.
Right here on my desk.
That's a keeper.
So I have good memories of Pete and as a human being, and I try not to let the feelings I have for him as a human get in the way of my feelings for him for how he was, you know, cast into the wilderness.
Well, you know what? I kind of feel the same way. I have a lot of respect for the people who played the game and what they accomplished. And sometimes there's the interruption of you now are seeing this person from a different angle, and it's not real pleasant.
Well, a lot of times the flaws as we might see them are also what made them great players. Yeah. The competitiveness and the single-minded focus.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Hey, Ron, do you still have a buddy or a relative with whom you put on a glove and play catch?
Oh, you mean all the way back to, you know, my childhood days?
Yeah.
I still have a few friends back catch? In Tacoma, Washington that I am in touch with. Not many, but a few. Uh-huh. And, I can remember the Little League team that I played on at South End Boys Club. The Rookie League, it was called. And that's, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years old maybe. Yeah, I was named the Little Giants, and we were the city champions.
Well, you have Julian, you know, your strapping and handsome grandson who's going to be, you know, on my New York Yankees in about 10 years. And you can pass on the lessons from baseball you learned.
Well, he's right now he's trying to be the next Messi, you know. Of course, right? You know, soccer has taken a big leap in this country, you know, and part of it's David Beckham, you know, and Miami and all that stuff. But, yeah, they're doing pretty good. It's been I like it. I think it's good for the sport, and it is the world game. So that wouldn't be a bad
one. Well, it sure is. I wish they would, like hockey, I wish they'd get rid of the goalie. And let's do some scoring, you know what I mean? But these 1-0 games, okay.
Yeah, it took me a while to digest that game, but I took a trip to Spain and I got to see Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Ooh.
And it caught my attention and the appreciation for the game, which it's such a high-level performance. So, yeah, great experience for me. And, you know, even though Messi has left Barcelona and Real Madrid continue to just, perk along.
Well, and it is a global phenomenon, something when we were young, we didn't ever hear about. We didn't hear about soccer.
Yeah, I played it, a little bit before school, and the bell rang to go to class, and that was about it. But, it was I got a chance to, play a lot of different sports, which I really enjoyed. All right, we're wrapping things up here with Ira, Joe Fisher. Ira, thank you so much again for joining us. Congratulations on all your latest achievements, continued success with your writing of poetry, and it's wonderful to have you again.
I'll send you guys a copy of my book. Mike and Ron, thank you. I am honored and blessed by the invitation to be on the show. Thank you.
And there you have it. Another great interview with Ira Joe Fisher. Thanks for being with us, and we'll be right back. We'll see about that.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
And we are back. Once again, thank you to Ira Joe Fisher. Just one of my all-time favorite interviews and human beings, Ira Joe Fisher, the poet laureate of the Ron Say Show. We'll see about that. I'm Mike Gary, the coach, Sydney Hubbard, sitting in Ron out on assignment, accepting the Lou Gehrig Award from his fraternity. Congratulations to him. And Sydney, real fast before we wrap things up, there was kind of a brouhaha, some fisticuffs between Caitlin Clark and several other WNBA players. What happened?
Unfortunately, this is becoming like the norm here. But yeah, it's I don't know what it is, but everyone's trying to have their best game against her and get super competitive against her. And yeah, it's pushing and shoving and takedowns above the neck and flagrant fouls, ejections, everything.
Well, she came into the league as a great hope, and I use that term on purpose. A great hope, and you know, she got a ton of endorsements. She got a ton of publicity.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just like, hey, rookie, you know, it's time for her to,
Probably a little bit. Probably a little bit of that is mixed in. But yeah, I think when you get all that attention, people want to go at you that much more. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we're seeing.
There's also been a lot of commentary regarding this particular issue about WNBA officiating.
Yeah.
Does the WNBA officiating need work?
I think it does. Yeah, I think I watch a lot of the games. I think the officiating is pretty bad.
In what way?
But even in high school, I think it's they don't shut it down. So it just keeps escalating.
Oh, I see.
Where they need to like give the tech out early.
So you need some more Joey Crawford style.
Yeah, like, set the tone set the early message. And then go from there. Like, well, you can't let things go. Especially like in the WNBA, I think you got to call that tech early because then they know if they get another one, they're out of there.
Well,
they're not going to want to get
that's
ejected.
Interesting. We should probe that just briefly. Is that, you know, there's been a lot of commentary about, you know, there's not a lot of pay parity when it comes to WNBA.
Yeah.
They really can't, you know, they're not making enough money. And so if you get a technical foul in the WNBA, you're getting fined too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not only are they not getting paid enough, but now you're taking money out of their pockets.
Exactly. They'll probably act right. That's right. If you start teeing them up early, they're not going to want to pay.
As a state-winning champion basketball coach, would you ever want to be a WNBA official?
No, I don't want to get yelled at. No one's ever wrong. Like, no one's ever committed a foul.
But don't you get that anyways from the parents?
Yeah, but I'm able to handle that a little bit better. If I was a ref, like, I couldn't handle that. Like, the heck, like, nah. The chance, ref, you suck chance. Like, I'm good.
All right, there you have it. We have the champion coach, Sydney Hubbard. I am Mike Gary. Ron Say, of course, for Ira Fisher. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic website, theronsayshow.com. Check out his fantastic book, Penguin Power, and we'll see you guys soon. We'll see about that. Thanks so much.